All right, buckle up. Let's do this hour. We have a very full hour for you today on the Buckmaster Show. Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray's producing and engineering the show. We are ready on this Thursday, April 28th, 2016. We're ready to do it, and we're going to begin with Councilman Richard Fimbrace, City of Tucson Councilman, and then we're going to have at 12:30 the co-founders of Worldview, Jane Pointner and Tabor McCallum, who is the chief technical officer. He'll be here, and that's going to be a very interesting half hour, to say the least. The Buckmaster Show live line open for you at 790-2040. If you'd like to join in with questions and comments, please feel free to do so. We invite you also to become a friend of ours on Facebook. We're easy to find. If you know my name, you can find us at Bill Buckmaster. And, of course, we do Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Let's get right to it. On the live line is Tucson City Councilman number Council Ward District Ward 5, Richard Fimbrace. How are you, Councilman?
Good afternoon, Bill. How you doing? Happy Thursday.
Doing very well. Are you a hockey fan?
Not. I've been involved. I've gone to several of the Ice Cat games. I went to a couple of the Coyote games up in Phoenix when they first came in. It's an exciting game, a fast game.
Well, it's been an exciting week for hockey fans. You had Rio Nuevo, the Rio Nuevo board, deciding to spend $3.2 million to get the Tucson Convention Center ready for what amounts to, like in baseball, it would be called a triple-A team. And this would be a one level below the National Hockey League team, a franchise with the American Hockey League. Now the ball, or the puck, so to speak, is in your arena. The council now will have to decide whether to go forward with this. What's your feeling?
I think that to keep the momentum downtown, I think it's a good thing. I'm still looking at it. I've asked a bunch of questions of our city manager to get back. It is Rio Nuevo's project. They're going to invest $3.2 million in getting the downtown arena ready for a pro hockey team. And I think it's the NHL's the Coyotes, they'll bring their franchise, the Springfield, Massachusetts Falcons, down here. So that's it's in the mix, and we're still looking at things. And I know that there's a lot of revitalization to the TCC that may have to be done. And that's going to be invested by the Rio Nuevo. So I know they're talking about hockey treatment rooms, coaches' spaces, arena dressing rooms, official dressing rooms, arena guest services space, and management workrooms. So, you know, we've had the Ice Cats here, and they've done really well in Tucson. And so I'm hoping that maybe there's some piggybacking that we can do with them also, and looking at the season. What I don't want to see, though, is we bumping some very faithful utilizers of the TCC out of the arena because we have to make room.
When is this going to come before the council?
I think it's coming up in the last meeting in May.
Okay,
is what I remember.
Well, they need a resolution. I know the Coyotes are really trying to fast track this.
So. Yeah, we need to approve the lease agreement.
Yeah,
which is in the works now and would likely go to the vote next month.
All right. Well, another big story that this one broke, our friend Dylan Smith at TucsonSentinel.com broke this last night about the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal is going to take a look at Tucson's appeal over the municipal elections. Have you had a chance to see that at all?
Well, we got an email from our city legal advisor, Mike Rankin, on it. And a full panel of appeals court judges will review Tucson's municipal election system, is what it said. And I think they're looking at, in June, an 11-member en banc panel will hear oral argument over the city's appeal over in San Francisco, which I think around June 20th, the week of June 20th, the Ninth Circuit. You know, we've had a history, I think it's been about 19 or 20 times prior to the city's election system has been challenged in court, and they've lost. You know, I think the citizens of Tucson have spoken about our election cycle, and if the citizens of Tucson want to change it and go to a different system, that's fine with me.
Well, and the council has discussed these various options for the charter change, but has not yet decided to place a choice before the voters. Do you think that decision is coming up?
I know that we've reviewed some of the decisions, and we have also bringing it forth again and looking at what system work. I think they gave us 3 recommendations. And again, if we put that out to the citizens of Tucson and they select one, then their voices will be heard. And I think that's what the true democracy is about. I don't like when people come down here and tell us how we should do business in our community. And that's happened in the past.
Tucson City Councilman Richard Fimbres with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation, give us a call. What is the latest thinking right now on the budget deficit?
Well, our city manager, Mike Ortega, and his executive leadership team and the mayor and council have started this back in December of 2015. We've had several different workshops. We've had some retreats. And, you know, we started out with a $42 million budget deficit, and we've gotten that whittled down. That projected budget deficit, $27.3 million, was given to us by the public safety retirement pension payment that we had to pay out due to the Arizona legislature's lawsuit that they lost. And so we have been dealing with this. I'm pretty confident with our city manager and our good citizen, our leadership, that we're going to get this down. I think I've had this conversation with you before, Bill, where I haven't seen a good budget yet. I started out with a $33.5 million budget deficit, and then it went to a $44 million budget deficit, then it went to a $55 million budget deficit, and then we got it down to 18, and then it went up because we added $18.3 million because of public safety retirement, the pension issue with the lawsuit. And then we're looking at that again next year to be a little bit higher because of the lawsuit and the payout that we're going to have to put out. So, but we're getting there, and I'm confident that we have lots of movement in to help balance our budget and get it down.
Well, people,
and we also are going to have the city manager is working hard to restructure it so that we are okay. You know, during my services as a council member, I brought forward proposals like the P-Card for purchases, which has brought in $850,000 in a rebate, as well as saved the city more than about $4.5 million in processing purchase orders. In addition, my proposal for the city to get proceeds for the sale of impoundment vehicles has brought in more than $3 million in revenue to help cover public safety pension costs. So what the good thing about this economic downturn is it's made you look at how we do business and look think outside the box to think how we can do things better.
All right, we'll talk more about the budget with you. Just stay on the line here, but first I want to tell our listeners about one of our fine sponsors. It's going to be a great weekend to get out and do some gardening. I want to send our listeners, if you've not been over to Green Things, or if you've been over there before, you know what I'm talking about. They're started off on 4 acres now along the Rito, and now they're up to 13. It's a destination in itself. There is pretty much everything you could imagine for gardening over there at 3384 East River Road. I'm excited about these Saturday free workshops they're doing. They're doing a meditation garden workshop this Saturday morning at 10 at Green Things, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. More at greenthingsaz.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an AMA Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I want to tell you about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. The Big Blues and Bikes Festival is coming up. 21st annual. This has turned into be one of the big musical events, certainly one of the big blues festivals in the United States, only 3 hours east of Tucson over the Memorial Day weekend. It's a free festival, and Taj Mahal Trio is going to be headlining along with the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. You can check out all the fine places to stay, like Spirit Canyon Lodge and Agave Ridge Retreat and Cottage of Whispering Canyon. The full listing of the many places to stay and the many things to do, including the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, go to southwestnewmexico.org. Let's go back to the live line now. Tucson City Councilman Richard Fimbres. Councilman Fimbres, people worry about cuts to police and fire. Are we going to see any cuts in those areas that people need to be concerned about?
No, other than what we see with retirements through the DROP program. I think the Chief Magnus and Chief Critchley are looking at internally in their departments and seeing how we can use more technology and handle calls better. And I've been assured that the response times aren't going to change. And some of the things they're doing internally will put more officers on the streets and look at higher stress areas of the city to provide more police and fire support. I think you saw an article in the paper today about what the TFD's doing to really get out and identify some folks that are really need additional help and services when they, because they get the frequency of the calls to that area. So things are moving, and we're very vigilant. You know, we're not out of the woods yet with the economy, and we're still looking at another budget deficit for next year. But I think that the steps we've taken will give us a stronger foundation for the future. And I know that we're concerned about making sure that we have enough public safety folks on the streets along with other folks. We get a lot of pushback also about parks and recreation, and are we able to maintain the fields, maintain the parks and the equipment to ensure that they are up to meeting the standards of what we normally have in this great city of ours. So those are challenges that we have, but I think we're working together with the mayor and the council and the city manager and his team. I think we're getting there.
How do you feel the economic climate is right now?
I think it's starting to come back. Mm-hmm. I think that you're seeing things going on. I know in my neck of the woods, I think that we see all the revitalization of downtown. But again, I'd always talk about the South Side and the renaissance of it and all the things that are happening. You know, we have the Costco and we have the Walmart. And we have our own Starbucks now, but right next to the Walmart is a 14-screen theater coming in, Century Mark. And then right next to that will be the first Dave & Buster's restaurant in Pima County. And then you also have, if you're headed out on Park, headed south, you're going to see the Asian Buffet coming in. So there's a Land's Asian Buffet, and right across from that will be a Planet Fitness. Will be going in there too. So there's movement, and I've talked to my conversations with the university about the biotech bioscience area. That's also growing. Going to happen. So there's movement, and if you go out on Valencia, out by South Alvernon Way, you can go see the Home Goods Distribution Center that's being brought almost completed there.
Are they hiring? Are they hiring?
They're going to have a job fair. Coming up in May. And so, and then you go down about four blocks west of that, and you have the FedEx and their hub coming in. And that's 160 more jobs. They have 40 people here now. They're going to have another 160 they're adding. So there's things that are happening to me that are getting people back to work so they can take care of their families and their homes. And it's about sales tax, generating sales tax for us. You know, so those are things that are happening. I think you had some folks on the radio yesterday talking about what's going on with the airport and the revitalization of that area and people wanting to invest in that area. You know, and then you got the Worldview coming in. And I think the positiveness of Worldview is you got other folks, researchers and folks wanting to come in this area and take advantage of that high-tech technology.
Yeah,
you know, and they're affiliated with NASA, and they're affiliated with a lot of other aerospace companies. So I think that's the seed that we wanted to have planted, and I'm glad that the Board of Supervisors and the city and all the leadership in our community have seen that.
And they're going to make a big announcement here on the air here in a few minutes. They have a big economic announcement that they'll be making in about 5 minutes right here on the radio. You have championed the whole getting the Postal Service to not close down our processing center. What's the latest on that?
Well, we've had some good news, and it's not just myself, but it's been Congresswoman McSally, Congressman Grijalva, State Senator Andrea D'Alessandro has been doing some things, and Ann Kirkpatrick, our Congresswoman there, have done some great things, and basically they're not closing it. It's basically still on the to be determined list, but before they do any other movement, they're going to go back and reassess the whole formula they used to determine they would close it. So this is a win for Tucson and Southern Arizona's 26,000 small businesses and the 1.5 million population, you know, and so as well as our seniors and our veterans who get their medications through the mail. And I know, Bill, you've been on this, and I thank you also for continuously to bring this up and keeping the movement going. I also want to thank George Khalil, Humberto Lopez, who has gotten, and Leo Marcus Peterson, and and Mark Varney, and Matt Louse, who have also been very active in keeping this this topic alive and saying that we need this thing. It's part of a economic engine for us that will get people to come. The more you have storms, you have floods, you have earthquakes, folks are starting to look at how do we get around that downtime and having to rebuild and come out. And Arizona, you know, in southern Arizona, we have lots of area that we can still grow in.
All right, Councilman Fimbres, thank you very much for being with us. We're going to have the folks from the – actually, we're going to have the two top people, the two co-founders of Worldview with me in studio here in just a couple of moments after the break. But I do want to thank you, sir, for taking some time to give us an update on the budget. Thank you very much, Councilman.
Hey, thank you, Bill, for having me on again.
All right.
And you're from Illinois, so yes. Are you a hockey fan?
No question about it. Grew up on Blackhawks hockey, and I, for one, very excited about seeing NHL-level-type hockey in Tucson. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good thing.
All
Thanks,
right.
Bill.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right. We should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, we'll talk with Tucson City Councilman Paul Cunningham. The Friday Roundtable features Tim Steller of The Star and Dylan Smith of TucsonSentinel.com. It's happening during the noon hour Friday on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and always on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. It is exactly 12:30 Thursday afternoon. It is the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. And just as importantly, we're live streaming this show on my website, BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com, so you can listen to the program. If you're around a computer, really listen anywhere in the world, and people do. Joining me in studio are the co-founders of Worldview Enterprises, Incorporated, a privately held near space exploration company that's headquartered right here in Tucson. Jane Pointer, CEO of Worldview, is seated to the right of me, and Tabor McCallum is with me. He is the other co-founder, and he's also the chief technical officer of Worldview. How are both of you today?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us on your
show.
Thank
you very much.
It's kind of good to sort of reunite with you, Jane, because people may not realize that when I left Channel 6 to go do my own thing here on the radio and start my own company, you were one of the anchor of the day folks who filled in my chair on Channel 6 doing the science reports once a week.
That's exactly right. I was just remembering that as we were driving up here today.
That's it. Anyway, Worldview plans to use high altitude helium balloons to gently lift people and scientific payloads 20 miles above Earth for the purposes of space tourism, scientific research, and other commercial applications. In January, the Pima County Board of Supervisors passed a $20 million incentive package, which includes building a spaceport for the company. Then the Phoenix-based Goldwater Institute, a couple of weeks ago, brought suit against Pima County over the deal, claiming the county did not adhere to state law and Arizona's constitution when approving the package. Jane and Tabor were two of the original eight Biosphere 2 crew members, an anniversary, by the way, as we were talking right before I went on, coming up in September, the 25th anniversary of being sealed in the Biosphere for 2 years and how many minutes?
20 minutes.
which is the title of one of your two books, Jane.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember when that first came out, we interviewed you about that and that whole experience. After 2 years inside Biosphere 2, you two went on to create Paragon Space Development Corporation, which designs and manufactures life support technologies rated for extreme environments, including outer space. And Paragon has supplied hardware to more than 70 spaceflight missions. And Jane Pointer is the author of two books, The Human Experiment, 2 Years and 20 Minutes, Inside Biosphere 2, and Champions for Change, Athletes Making a World of Difference. Tabor, a big announcement today, Tabor and Jane. We're going to announce it right here on the show. And it's basically that Worldview is introducing a new category of above Earth technology for commercial and government applications, and a new term may be going quickly into the dictionary, Tabor, stratolite?
So a stratolite is a vehicle that operates in the stratosphere, so of about 20 to 30 miles above the surface of the Earth. It acts like a satellite, like we think of a satellite providing remote sensing or communications or weather data. So it sits between what aircraft can do and what spacecraft can do, providing a very low-cost platform for a lot of these services that we typically think of satellites providing.
Why would this be better than just the typical satellite, Jane?
So if you think of a satellite, it whizzes overhead at 17,500 miles an hour, whereas what's particularly differentiating about the Stratellite that we're bringing out this year is that it can stay for a long period of time over a single location. So it hangs there. It's persistently over the area.
And who would be interested in this? Do you have already contracts lined up for this?
So some of the major interest is in remote sensing over, say, agricultural areas, over cities. I think some of the early adopters are going to be providing communications to our troops, say, in canyons of Afghanistan, where it's hard to get communications in. So a platform that can support troop movements and help keep them safe is one of our top priorities.
And will these particular items be manufactured here in Tucson?
Oh, you bet. Absolutely.
So this is part of the whole job picture. Job
yeah, creation. That's right. And we're already manufacturing our own balloons, and we're actually hiring now. So if you want to talk to us about our manufacturing jobs, we have a whole ream of job openings on our website.
All right. Has it been frustrating that most of the media attention, the focus concerning your company worldview, has been high-altitude balloon rides for rich people? And you know, people joke, oh, my goodness, it's like a big carnival ride or something. What's been lost in this picture, Jane?
Yeah, thanks for that. So certainly our public face to date has been space tourism, which is, it's a very exciting market. But as we just talked about just now, there's a whole other side of the business that people are just beginning to talk about, and that is the Stratellite business. We've been flying already for a couple of years, so we already have flown payloads for NASA, for Northrop Grumman, for other companies as well. So it's great that we can now really focus on this part of the business, because frankly, in the past, what would happen is we would start to talk about this, but of course, space tourism, it's so exciting. It's such an enticing idea that everybody wants to talk about that, whereas what we really want to talk about now is this new line of business that we're bringing out.
How small or what portion of the balloon business with the tourism would be a small segment of the company?
I think we're actually going to see the unmanned flights being the majority of income initially. And then the manned flights coming in after that, sort of rapidly on the heels, and then them being sort of even, the manned flights is $500 billion market. So this isn't a small market to be sneezed at, and we do very well in Tucson with some of the luxury offerings that we have here.
So tell me about this headquarters building and what goes into the manufacturing process, and what type of jobs are these people that need specific skills, Jane Poynter?
Yeah, there's a whole variety of jobs that we're talking about, Bill. So, you know, the manufacturing jobs, certainly, and the operations jobs is the lion's share of them, but also engineers. We're currently needing a number of engineers. Of course, all our salespeople and business development people. So all of that across the company. So in terms of the building, you can imagine that we're building spacecraft, right? So our balloon manufacturing is actually really dedicated to building spacecraft. And so it's not only the balloons, but it's also all of the payloads that go underneath it. We have our mission control there. We'll be launching right from there as well. So, there's a lot that goes into the whole business of launching Stratellites and in the future, humans as well.
What are the balloons, the material that you use, Tabor?
So the balloons are made of polyethylene, which is essentially a very strong plastic that we reinforce with a variety of other materials. I think one of the important points about manufacturing here is that we're very vertically integrated. So we are doing everything from taking the base materials through to creating balloons right here in Tucson. So those jobs are here. We're not importing anything more than really raw materials for the most part. And by the way, if you're a avionics flight computer engineer, please contact us because we need a couple of those.
You know, because of this general distrust of government, critics of the deal with Pima County have tended to focus on this perception that worldview is going to be growing, Jane, on the backs of the taxpayers.
Yeah, I don't get that argument at all, quite honestly.
Okay.
I mean, it's just completely false, right? So we have an arrangement with the county whereby we're leasing the building from them. It's rent, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and let's also recall that, you know, this is the kind of public-private partnerships that we've been discussing with the governor, Governor Ducey, and state, city, as well as the county, you know, the entire package that was put together. You know, this was a result of a nationwide competition. So we went out and we looked at states all over the country. We went to Florida. Florida courted us very heavily. New Mexico courted us very heavily. It was very tempting. You know, they really put together some spectacular packages for us, and we were very happy that Arizona came forward with this building because it was really the linchpin, that and the them also putting together this public access property, the spaceport, was really the linchpin for us to stay here.
And critics will say that the spaceport was a disaster over in New Mexico. What do you say to those people?
Well, so I've been to New Mexico several times, and I can tell you that every time I've been there, it's been vibrant. Mm-hmm. There's lots going on there. There's lots of companies there. And also, you know, look at Mojave. You know, they have an air and space port, and it's a huge economic engine for the area. So, you know, I think the naysayers have it completely wrong.
You know, the spaceport is located, you know, right next to Raytheon very strategically, because we're looking at ways to work with other aerospace companies in southern Arizona to use that as a center for economic growth in our community.
They are already going ahead with site preparation at the site. And where exactly is this spaceport?
So it's just south of Raytheon, outside the South Gate, in the new aerospace corridor that was put together by the county and the city. And so we right in proximity to the airport and Raytheon.
You know, going back to the incentives and being courted by Florida and New Mexico, one of my Facebook friends wanted me to bring this up, that in 2014, I guess, you did receive some kind of a state incentive.
That's right.
Package, right? But that was that, and that you could not move for 12 months. Is that what that was included in that? Or
So that was the. It was great. Actually, it was a fantastic grant that the ACA has. It's the Innovation Challenge Grant that really incentivizes innovation
from the Arizona Commerce
Authority. Thank you. Yes, that's right. And it was really good. And it. For a whole number of reasons, you know, it really attracts innovation in Arizona, and certainly there was a clause in there that said, you know, if you receive this grant, which was a $250,000 grant, which was awesome,
right?
You can't move immediately. Oh, and if you do, you have to give the money back.
Uh-huh.
So if we had chosen to move,
right,
certainly we would have had to reimburse Arizona for that money.
Okay. 790-2040, Tabor and Jane would be more than happy to hear from you. They certainly want to hear what our listeners think about this deal. There's been so much controversy. And Tabor, the suit from the Goldwater Institute, what was your initial reaction when you saw that? And can you use, remember, you can't use certain words on the radio.
I'll be good.
Yeah.
In talking with every state municipality, everyone brought up that this had to be, you know, done legally, and that, you know, every state has laws that, you know, like the gift clause. And so, you know, it's just, I think, part of the warp and weave of staying somewhere and being sort of on the cutting edge of a new technology. This is a deal that was put together by the governor in concert with the county and the city. So, you know, while this focuses on Pima County, this really is a statewide deal.
Was this brought, this whole deal, the genesis of this deal, I'm hearing you say, really, it was pretty much from the governor's office?
Absolutely. This is how our governor is doing economic development in our community without raising taxes.
It wasn't necessarily like Pima County bringing this forward initially.
No, this was a deal that was put together by the governor's office and the ACA working with Sun Corridor, and the Sun Corridor worked with the city and the county. So this is a, you know, just like we worked with the state level in New Mexico, and we worked at the state level in two municipalities in Florida, These are deals put together by the state's economic development organizations.
All right, let's go to the live line now. Jim, our friend Jim Kelly would like to speak with Tabor and Jane. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, first off, I want to say congratulations on getting this done. And I think it's going to be a very good economic development in District 2, and particularly around the airport area. And I hope that you are the beginnings of a thriving aerospace industry for us in the Sonoran Corridor. But I do have some skeptical optimism involved with this. First off, can you tell me what the so-called clawback is should you, for whatever reason, not meet the contract obligations with the county? And secondly, other than the space balloon stuff, what else will you guys be doing with regards to aerospace development, research and development?
Okay, thanks, Jim. Jane, you want to begin?
Yeah, for sure. So the county owns the building. So, if some unfortunate reason we chose to go somewhere else or whatever, the county owns the building and they can then repurpose it for whatever they want. And in terms of what we're doing, certainly there is a tremendous amount of work to be done in the stratosphere with our balloons. There's an enormous amount of development in a number of different areas. I think Tabor earlier was mentioning some of the applications that are incredibly exciting, really vibrant markets, communications, weather, first response, natural disaster recovery, things like that. There's just huge markets. So we're very excited about the opportunities that this new vehicle that we're bringing online this year really represents.
Tabor?
I think Jane captured it. We'll also have an ongoing research and development program. We're always, improving vehicles, bringing out new vehicles, so that R&D as well as all the manufacturing and testing behind each of those will go on right here in Tucson.
All right. Ray, let's see if we can work Jeff's call in, and then we'll take the break here. Jeff, you're with Tabor and Jane. Go ahead.
Yes, I just had a simple question. Mm-hmm. Assuming that all the glowing forecasts about your project are true, my question, why didn't you go to the bank and get the money like anybody else would have to do? In other words, why are you so special?
Okay.
So thank you for that question. I think as we were talking earlier, this is how economic development is done now, right? So if you think about Arizona, where is Arizona in the nation? It's competing for companies to come here so that we can build a vibrant economy. And in order for Arizona to really diversify its economy, it needs to bring new kinds of businesses here. And Worldview represents one of those new kinds of businesses, which is this commercial aerospace business. It's incredibly vibrant business and a very exciting industry. And I think recently you had another company here just talking about it as well, Vector, which is a new rocket company, mm-hmm. Which is another company that's based right here in Tucson that's also part of this. So, this is how economic development is done.
All right. We have lots more to talk about with Tabor and Jane. We'll take our break right here. Be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha. Hi, I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. Not a very good singer, am I? But you know what? Cockroaches aren't a pleasant subject. And we had them. And I called my friend Shelby Hawkins over at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. And guess what? No more cockroaches. Adios, cucaracha. Hasta mañana. No más.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? At Biosphere 2, being at the forefront of scientific discovery and innovation is our goal. And every Saturday during April, Biosphere 2 will present expert talks and have science activities focusing on Earth Month. What if presentations include a Nobel Prize-winning climate professor, Oceans Day, and wild jaguars in Arizona? Tours daily and more info at biosphere2.org. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Our business and technology section takes a different look at the economy from the Mises Institute, the Taxpayers Protection Alliance, Mises Global Economic Trend Analysis, and the Daily Bell. It is business and technology news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We have the co-founders of Worldview with us, Jane Pointer, the CEO, and we have the Chief Technical Officer with us, Tabor McCallum. We have a full board. People want to speak with Tabor and Jane, so let's go right to it. Dave is up first. Hey, Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hello?
Go ahead, Dave. You're on the radio.
Yeah, my name's Steve. I'm sorry, they got it wrong. Got a question for you. I believe the building is 15,000 square feet, if I remember right. But what kind of rent are you paying maybe year one, year two, year three?
Okay.
Yeah, hi there. So we pay $5 a foot and pretty market, and it increases every few years.
All right, we go back to the live line. Matthew is up to the plate. Hey, Matthew.
First of all, Tabor and Jane, thank you for betting on Tucson and Arizona, because that's what you're doing. You're betting on us, and we need that. And my question is, my belief is that I don't believe that the Goldwater Institute was picking on you personally. I think that they will reexamine their rationale for challenging Pima County, but I believe it had nothing to do with you, and it had to do with just misinformed people giving them information that they will probably reevaluate with Pima County. Second thing is, I believe the efficacy of the space tourism is misunderstood. Yes, you're going to get a few people that want to go into space, but the real benefit is to science. There's a lot of research institutions, especially here with the University of Arizona, that could benefit for $70,000 cost point, which probably will decrease to put people in space that can actually work with equipment that may actually end up in space as well, whether it be related to the telescopes or other activities. This is a huge opportunity to for people to have a verifiable way of getting into space quickly, testing their equipment, and getting back down. For $75,000, that's nothing, and that's the entire world coming to Tucson. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Matthew.
Thank you for that. Yes, actually, that was one of the original inspirations that brought one of our co-founders, Dr. Alan Stern, into the program. He's our chief scientist, and you may remember last year we got these great pictures of Pluto. He was the chief scientist and PI on the New Horizons mission to Pluto, and was one of Time's top 100 people of the year. And so that is exactly the kind of thinking that that brought Alan Stern together with us to do Worldview.
Okay, back to the live line. Ingrid would like to talk about military applications. Go ahead, Ingrid.
Yes, perhaps it was just a coincidence that you selected that site, but because you are near Raytheon, are there military applications, and did you attempt to get federal funds?
Yes, there are a range of military applications, and it was really strategic. One of the reasons that we selected being in Arizona was to be in the aviation parkway, an aerospace parkway in that area, and to be in a cluster with companies like Raytheon and many other defense-related companies in town. And those applications, you know, chiefly among those is providing high bandwidth communications to troops that are in remote areas like canyons of Afghanistan. You know, this can be a life-saving communication line for a lot of our troops.
What was, I'm going to change the subject real quickly. What was it like training to go into Biosphere 2, and how did you, how did that even work? I mean,
now there's a pivot.
I'm going to bring you both back just to talk about on the 25th anniversary when we get closer in September. But I just been very curious about that.
The training to go into the Biosphere?
Yeah.
How
were you selected?
It was definitely not for everyone. I had a blast. So part of the training was being on a research boat for a year. So I sailed across the Indian Ocean and up the Red Sea, and it was doing some really exciting research. And
so you were on a boat for a year before?
Oh, yeah, it was a sailboat. So we effectively went at walking speed across the Indian Ocean.
It was a very slow sailboat.
It was a very slow sailboat.
Oh.
But, and the idea is, right, that you're in a very remote location, and you're with a very small group of people, so you have to rely on each other. You know, there's no Home Depot, there is no McDonald's. You have to rely on what you have, and nature is throwing everything she has at you. So it really did sort out the wheat from the chaff of people that really could get along in that kind of remote lifestyle, which ultimately was Biosphere 2.
Ah, wow. And that you two met during training?
We did meet during training. We were both on that ship. I spent almost 3 years on that ship going from the South Pacific around to Puerto Rico, seeing all kinds of adventures and doing a lot of great research on coral reefs and coral reef ecology, and seeing some of the planetary changes that were occurring at
did
the time.
Did you put into port in French Polynesia?
We did.
Young age, and no island place has ever compared to it. Back to the live line. Sorry, Terry. I just wanted to diverse for a moment there. Go ahead, Terry, at 790-24.
You're the champion.
Thank you.
Bill, I want to say this. Did you say this was international funding and a backing with the United Nations funding on that program? Thank you.
Okay. Is there international funding?
So some of our investors, our investors do come from around the world, from Asia and Europe and the U.S. There isn't U.N. funding, per se.
Okay, so we're going to have to wrap this up. Quickly ran out of time here. The announcement today that we mentioned at the beginning about Worldview now getting into the Stratolite business, and I really didn't have time to get into all of this, but balloon technology started in like 1778,
I don't know, somewhere around
so then. So you used a word earlier about repurposing. I think you've kind of repurposed the balloon business, bringing new technology to an old technology.
Yeah, it's an amazing technology. It's very efficient. It's very cost effective, and really putting together new materials, new computing capabilities really allowed us to do something with buoyancy that we could never do before.
And we're very excited to be doing it right here in Arizona.
All right. Thank you both very much, Jane and Tabor.
Thank you.
Nice talking with you. For more information, go to worldview.com. Would that be correct?
Worldview.space.
Oh, worldview.space. Okay. Good luck to both of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up this afternoon, we do more local talk, 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson. No, 4 Tucson at 4 this afternoon. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 8, the Daily Double, 8 to 9. And then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you, our guest tomorrow. We've got Paul Cunningham with us on the show, City Councilman. That's going to do it. I am Bill Buckmaster. Till tomorrow, have a great afternoon and evening.